But I don't want to be naked.
Well, I mean, and you can do that.
They call me the FTG.
Why?
The floppy tit ghost.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate here with your host, Selena Myers, known as Selena Spookyboo, and...
Selena's husband... Adam.
That was not an energy match.
No?
No.
Gotta bring it up to Selena energy?
What would you even sound like with Selena energy?
With Selena energy? Can anybody do Selena energy?
Just right now, introduce the podcast.
Oh my God. Hi guys, it's the Haunted Estate. Let's do this. This is gonna be so great.
I liked it. But you like whispered it.
Yeah.
Don't whisper for a second. Just do it.
I might yell too loud into people's ears.
No. Okay, prepare yourself.
Okay, this
prepare
week yourself. On the Haunted Estate...
Come on. I want to hear you. Hello and welcome to the Haunted
Estate. Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate.
I liked that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
It made me intimidated though.
Yeah.
It was kind of spooky and loud.
I told you I yell when I actually talk. Like when you want me to talk loud, I'd be like a yelly talker.
Yeah. A little bit, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
I literally, like the last time we did a podcast, you told me there were comments. You started talking like this, and by the end...
Well, that's just how I talk. Like, I talk like this on the podcast, so I just turn my mic up this time to match your energy.
I just had a shower.
I mean, we don't have an audio engineer. It's me. So we'll get the kinks out soon.
My God, you said kinks.
No, you got some kinks?
That's what this episode's about. This is literally what this episode's about.
Yeah, did you like that segue?
You didn't even know you did that.
Yes, I did.
Swear on our marriage.
Swear on everything. It was a smooth transition.
Well, then I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Do you know that in literally 24 hours from now, I'm going to be in San Francisco, California with Sam, Colby, and Chris?
Yeah, you are. It's going to be a good time.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hope my neck feels better, Bo.
Yeah, I think you'll be good.
I think I'm going to be good. It'll be fun. We'll be on a plane. We'll be dancing. By the time you guys hear this, I'll already be home.
Dancing in the rain, maybe?
Dancing in the
rain. Does it rain a lot
in
San Fran? Probably not. It's probably California. Like LA, right?
It's California, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I think some of California gets a bit of rain.
Do you think there's sexier ghosts in California than there are here?
It's possible because of Hollywood and all that stuff.
If you were a ghost, what kind of ghost would you be?
Like, what kind of hauntings would I do? Or would I be nicer, like my energy?
Both.
I don't know. My energy would just be chill. I'd probably just... like nicely mess with people.
How would you do it?
But in a great way.
I want an example.
Like say they had trouble losing stuff. I'd hide something really important just for a day and then I'd make it appear again. And then that would help them head in the right direction in life by like saying, oh, maybe I need to try harder to keep track of those kinds of things.
You would be. You'd be teaching people lessons like such a waffle.
Yeah. Like a dad.
If I was a ghost, what kind of ghost do you think I would be?
You would be a funny ass ghost. You would just be fucking with people, but in like a nice way still, but like actual, not teaching lessons, just to mess with them.
I would like go into really important meetings.
Yeah.
And I would just do like one of those low rippers in the corner. Like,
yeah.
Like ready?
A long extended one.
And they're so smelly. So I would do that. Okay. Yeah. And I would also like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I would trip kids.
Like, Like when they're playing sports and stuff?
Yeah, I would do that.
At an important moment or just like something chill for fun? Embarrass them in front of their friends type thing?
No, not in front of anybody.
Alone?
It's just for me. It's just for me to witness.
You just want to trip kids?
Like a little bit.
Like is that
okay? Like really hot people.
Is that okay when you're a ghost?
That feels like some bad juju.
I guess you can't be like canceled when you're a ghost.
I guess
so
not.
So you could like trip kids.
But I wouldn't want to hurt people. One thing I would do, go to the movies on a constant.
Yeah.
I would be like the movie theater ghost.
Okay.
But I'd also want to be naked.
Well, I mean, and you can do that.
They call
now.
Me the FTG.
Why?
The floppy tit ghost. I can't just like, I have to tell you about this ghost I saw in the movie theaters. Why, you saw a ghost in the movie theater? Yeah, it was just standing in the corner with its floppy tits.
Just lifting one, letting it down, lifting the other one, lift them both.
But like the strictest eye
just
contact.
Get a lick.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're not watching this on video right now, you're missing out.
No, but literally I would like walk around with popcorn in front of my boobs and then you'd see floating popcorn and then I would materialize and then I'd move the popcorn and show my boobs and be like, oh, see, isn't that scary?
Oh, man. You would. You would have snacks too. You'd have nachos and cheese. That's your favorite movie theater snack.
Yeah.
We go to the movies in Woodstock and...
You know what I would do? I would feed people.
She loves... You know what? They have the best nachos and cheese there.
They used
like
to.
They don't anymore?
They fucking changed it.
They messed it up?
Doesn't even taste like cheese anymore. The chips are stale as shit.
Yeah.
Everything I love is gone. Miss Woodstock's gone. My chips and cheese is gone.
You're getting really extreme over there. You're getting so far away from the mic, I can't hear you.
Okay.
You're so excited.
It's because food means a lot to me, okay?
Okay.
Like food.
Okay.
Food.
No, but they used to have the best nachos and cheese at the Woodstock movie theater.
Oh my
Apparently
God.
They don't anymore, according to Selena. So. It was so good. And I'm not a big nachos guy, but they're fucking good.
And I lick the chips. Every time I eat chips, I lick in one side to find the salty side. So you put salty side down.
That's very intimate.
Chip on top. And then you put
Could
the
you
whole
say that
chip
you're
in your
intimate
mouth.
With food?
Oh my God. I have problems. I have a binge eating disorder. And I love snacks.
Yeah.
Should I not hold the mic like that? Was it aggressive?
It's a little aggressive. Why? How did you know? How did you know?
I can
know?
Sense that
you
from
could
you.
Sense it?
I could sense it.
You could sense that.
Oh my God, my hair
You're
just
talking
scared
about
me.
Food and you just started gripping on things. I got the mic here and those fucking hot dogs. Oh my God.
Oh. But yeah, I just got out of the shower. So if you see me looking wacky, no, I don't have makeup on because I am flying out tomorrow. So I've been packing. But we had to pop out a podcast and there was nothing more that I wanted to talk about because I was feeling frisky today than sex with ghosts.
Ghosts that have accountedly.
We've both had a weird.
Had sex.
We've both had a
with
weird.
People, living people.
Yeah, we've both had a weird sexy encounter with ghosts. I have.
I don't know if I have. You said I did, but.
I think that was that. That's what that had to have been. That was funny. We're not going to talk about it here.
That's.
But it was funny.
Not PG.
No, but I think I
Not
also
that
had
that
a sexy
on a
ghost.
Podcast, but I'm just my way to get out of it.
That's like YouTube revenue, you know? We gotta be careful of that YouTube revenue.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Okay, guys. So I literally went online and I found some articles on ghosts, some things about people having sex with ghosts. And here, I'm so excited to talk about it because there's famous people that have had sex with ghosts too.
Famous people?
Yeah.
Because last time we did do this once and it was just one article we read of a certain lady that's had a couple articles
oh
written.
Oh my God. Yeah. She wasn't famous. She was just
that
someone
was
who
so good.
Married a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought
she was
on this
the
episode
Mile High Club with her ghost.
We're going to talk about sex with ghosts. We're going to talk about people that had sex with ghosts, celebrities that had sex with ghosts, and then just some celebrity ghost stories. Cause those just, this all sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
I went down a hole. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to start. Excuse me. Well, I just fart burp in my mouth. Do you ever fart burp?
No.
Have you ever had that feeling like there's a log of turd in your throat?
Nope.
When I was a kid, it was Christmas Eve and I was laying in bed and I felt like there was a turd right here and I hung
Why
off.
Is it a turd? Why can't it just be food?
Because in my mind's eye, it felt like what a turd would feel like in your throat.
Okay.
And I hung over the side of the bed like, and I fell asleep like that when I woke.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they poo out their mouths? Somehow everything gets reversed.
Can we watch that?
We can. Yeah.
Are there Halloween episodes for South Park?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Please.
There has to be.
Please.
It's a guarantee.
Well, let's do that right after this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Sean James has a type, and that type is ghosts. Some gals have all the luck, and Sean Jameson definitely found the ghost of her dreams. When she met Robert, in an interview with the Daily Mail and the Spectrophalic, this Spectrophalic gives such a salacious details that you almost see the ectoplasm dripping off the page. Ew. Is that ghost juice?
We're gonna have to look into that one.
Okay, here's an excerpt here. Yeah.
Are ghosts just like horny all the time and they leave their juices laying everywhere? Because like they can't have sex anymore? According to this, I guess they can though. So let's continue.
Okay. He was very handsome with beautiful hazel eyes. As we made love, he stroked my body tenderly and I could feel the weight of him pressing down on me. His body felt very light. The whole encounter lasted an hour. And afterwards, he whispered, "That was the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced." As we drift off to sleep in one another's arms, the voice in my head kept asking, "Is this really happening?" Unfortunately, Cian and Robert's relationship wasn't long for this world, as Robert earned his wings and left the mortal coil, Jameson explains. They were. A couple of days after our encounter, Robert arrived and said it would be our last night together. I asked why, and he never had an answer. Huh. All right, here. Let us know about Amanda.
Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda married her ghostly soulmate. Amanda is an Irish native and Jack Sparrow impersonator. She had a strange encounter one night in 2014. She says she was in bed, and when she was visited by Jack, the 300-year-old spirit of a Haitian pirate who was slain for his misdeeds. The two became closer and eventually decided to make their relationship official in January 2018. Amanda hired a register and arranged for a boat to take her into the international waters where she and Jack were married. A medium served as the go-between for Jack. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Wait. I got questions.
Yeah.
I got questions.
What? Did she marry Jack Sparrow from the...
Amanda is a Jack Sparrow impersonator.
Right.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Then she gets visited by Jack, a 300-year-old pirate.
Yeah. So did Jack marry Jack or did Jack marry Amanda?
No, there's more here. No, there's more to unpack here. What's the chance that you're going to run
this
in...
This is just the tip.
Is that all he gave her? Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
Here's my question. What's the chance that she pretends to be Jack Sparrow impersonator?
Yeah.
Then meets a 300-year-old pirate named Jack.
I guess pretty good.
I'm going to put my reel on this one.
Yeah.
This is one of those ones.
Yeah.
This is someone that's like, I fucking love pirates.
Yeah. The only way they could marry the pirate they wanted is if it's pretend a ghost. It's a ghost. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to think about this one for five hours.
There was a red flag when she said she needed a medium to officiate their wedding. Because if like you actually fallen in love with this ghost, you don't need a medium to talk to it.
That is not the first red flag.
Just saying it's a major red flag.
That's
it's definitely what third or fifth.
Respect to you, Amanda. I hope you're doing good.
Yes. Okay. I'm sure you're doing well.
Oh my gosh. This is about the girl. I'm just going to skip it.
Oh, same girl?
Yeah. Okay. Intimate relationship with a ghost is like a real relationship. In an interview with Mike, a woman going by the name of Joy discussed the ghostly encounters that she was having at length. She said she had always been in tune with the spirit realm, so it definitely wasn't weird that she was getting down with an apparition. It was very pleasurable. And I was like, this is almost like a real relationship.
I mean... as real as we can prove ghosts are?
Like, I just feel like it takes so much for ghosts to happen that, like, he couldn't keep swinging back for, like, a bit of booty every night, you know? Like, I get things happen residually, but, like, can you imagine a price of a house if, like, you were guaranteed the D every night at 2 a.m.?
Right.
Like, would that be less
money?
What
if it's not a ghost? What if it's, like, aliens?
Oh, shit. I need to Google some shit now. Thanks for opening that can of worms, buddy. or stealing like your eggs,
deities or entities from another realm.
That I believe in.
You know, maybe it's not always ghosts, but people just know ghosts and they don't know enough to interpret it. Or like, even if they knew more, you might interpret it as a ghost anyways. But a lot of these could be like some crazy interdimensional shit.
That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Jerry Switch here.
Yeah.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, a 20-something from Louisiana, believes her intimate ghost encounters are somehow tied to her persistent sleep paralysis. Oh, that can do some things to you, for sure. Could her brain be playing pleasurable yet creepy tricks on her, or is she being paid regular visits by a sexy specter? The first time she experienced paranormal intercourse, she wasn't sure. It obviously creeped me out. I definitely felt sick about it, but it definitely felt like something sexual was happening to me and my body was responding. It was all kind of just, this is really weird and I'm not sure what's happening.
See, yeah. You know why I like this? Because, like, you know, sometimes it's awkward. Like, if someone's heavy, you know, you're bent weird ways. Like, it's not like that.
Well, like, this is like, comes back to like boys and their wet dreams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you just having a dream? And having sex in your dream with a ghost, like it's made up in your head.
Like, again, sleep paralysis. And like then, your brain does weird things during sleep
paralysis.
And then
paralysis. You wake up and you're like, oh, I just fucked a ghost. That was real. But really, it wasn't real. It was just a dream.
I feel like there's so many aspects. I bet there's ghost ones. I bet there's there's a sure. lot going on there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unpacking these is a whole episode in itself, right?
It literally is. I'm so confused. All right.
She is confused.
This one I am really excited because of the title. If the trailers are rocking, don't bother knocking.
Ooh.
Yeah. Another post from Your Ghost Stories is a widow living in a trailer park in New Hampshire with her daughter. She writes that on top of the usual paranormal activity she experiences around her home, there's definitely some sexy shenanigans happening after she falls asleep. See, again, sleep thing.
Yeah, a lot of them are going to be dreams, I think.
Yeah. Later that night, I half woke up and discovered I was half laying on my stomach and my hips were moving as if I was having intercourse. I could feel the weight against me, but I knew that I was the only one in the room. I didn't recall having any erotic dreams. I drifted back to sleep and that's all I remember.
Huh.
According to this anonymous writer, this kind of behavior goes on for months at a time.
We need more detail.
I do. Like, and then I'm going to go read it alone.
Is there sexual leftovers after ghost encounters? Like, we need to study this more. Seriously, people. Get somebody on this.
Yeah.
We need a paranormal team from one of the universities to study sex with ghosts.
Funny we're talking about paranormal. I literally just got a text from Sam Colby.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be a crazy trip.
No, I'm so excited.
Hopefully there's no ghosts that try to have sex with you all there.
Or they do.
Or maybe they do.
Would you? Okay. Let's put this on the tip right now.
What?
If the situation arised where I could have smex with a ghost.
Is it cheating?
Can I? Just to be able to talk about it on the podcast?
It's definitely a gray area.
It's a I mean, gray area.
For our line of work, I'd say let's go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we both should probably take that opportunity if it arises.
If a hot ghost lady comes in to your room while I'm gone.
It doesn't have to be hot.
What if Bloody Mary comes in?
Let's go, Bloody Mary. I'll take her down.
What if it's like the ghost dog from Ghostbusters?
Oh, that's...
Or like the marshmallow bestiality. Man. No, okay, the marshmallow man.
They have to be human ghosts.
Okay. Okay, say it's like a 95-year-old crone. You're thinking about it. You're like,
it's a ghost. Vag. It's a ghost. Do I have a choice? Like, aren't they just going to do what they want? How do you run away from a ghost? They're just going to come through the wall after you. Come here.
What, are they just gonna fall on your dick? Like,
well, I mean, I don't know.
Like, what would you want?
What do I do? Stay awake forever running away from him? What if they just kept following me and following
I'm
me?
I'm literally crying.
Like tickling my butthole and stuff. Like, come here. I'm not going to leave you alone till we do this.
What do you want?
We fucking.
What do you want your ghost person to look like?
But I don't care.
Come on, you get to choose. I want to hear what your ghost specter looks like. Yeah.
Oh, I'll definitely like not demonic. Let's go with like a normal like kind of like a angel looking ghost, like a, like, I don't know, elven style, I guess. I don't know. I think it really should
like,
probably.
Like the brown haired lady from the elf girl from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like Liv Tyler.
That's like, I could sleep easy after that kind of ghost encounter.
I would want like Captain Morgan or.
yeah. With his leg up.
Or for a lady. For a lady, I think Bloody
Come
Mary.
Here, baby.
I'd want to go for Bloody Mary, but that'd be kind of gross. Oh, never mind.
No. I think she's bloody for the wrong reasons, probably. Never thought about that when you're a kid. You just
she dies as a ghost on her period.
Tomato juice.
And she never stops bleeding everywhere.
Is that what it actually is?
Who knows?
No, we got to look that bloody. I'm going to pull that up.
Oh my God, I'm literally going to cry.
Oh, man.
Here you
okay.
go.
Hold on. I got to look. Read that one to them. I'm going to look up the Bloody Mary story.
Never invite a demon home. One anonymous writer went in depth about their intimate encounters with what they thought was a ghost, but turned out to be a demon. It's a tale as old as time. While staying the night and doing some ghost hunting with a friend, the writer was visited by something as she slept. I was lying in my bed trying to sleep, and I felt a sensation in my private area. It felt good, and it kept feeling really good. It felt so good that the woman asked the demon to come home with her, and it did. Upon arriving back at her house, the woman set some ground rules, like not to come to her when her husband was home. But after things started getting weird or weirder than usual, the writer did some research and realized that she was probably dealing with an incubus and called a minister to expel the demon. You know what? I might invite him home too.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that was fun. Can't get in trouble if we can't see ya.
Bloody Mary's not even about bloody blood at all or anything. It was just a ritual for young women to walk up a flight of stairs backwards holding a candle and a mirror. And in a darkened house, and they gazed into the mirror. They're supposed to be able to catch a glimpse of their future husband's face in the mirror. But if they caught a glimpse, there's a chance they'd see a skull or like the face of the Grim Reaper instead. So that would indicate that they're going to die before they would have a chance to marry.
Fuck.
So yeah, there's no blood involved. Thankfully.
Why don't I know that? I know all the things. Thank
so nowadays,
that.
That's really old school, that one. But yeah. Nowadays, it appears that individuals or groups invoke her name in the act of catopromancy. What the heck? Okay. Catopromancy is an ancient Greek traveler described as a person. Huh.
Weird.
All right.
Here, back to the sexy stories.
You want to get back to ghost sex?
Yeah. So, guys, I was doing research on sexy ghosts, and the very first thing that popped up was Kesha. Kesha just came out with her own ghost show. I was possibly going to have a ghost show on a certain thing, and it didn't work out, but Kesha has one, and apparently it's bad, but I love Kesha, and I'm going to watch this fucking show. I literally saw every comment.
You're dedicated.
Well, no, seriously. Like, every comment on every platform was like, it's so bad. But you know what? I don't believe that. Every movie that people hate,
no,
I love.
I still watch it, and I don't take any of that to heart because
same.
A lot of people don't find what you're looking for in movies. And critics are weird. And even, like, friends I have that are hardcore into movies and shows and stuff, like, they'll say something's bad just because there's a few bad things in it, but it can still be a good show because everybody's always looking for something to nitpick at.
Right? Like, I love Kesha. I love Bella. I will watch anything Bella Thorne is in.
If you can't sit down and enjoy a show in life and you have to be a critic about everything...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Take a step back, relax, chill, watch something, and laugh.
So you know how many people put into making that thing you're watching? Yeah, I love it.
Things can be bad.
I love it. Anyways,
I want to still be good.
I want to talk to you guys about Kesha and Kesha having sex with ghosts.
All right, let's get to it.
Kesha addresses the ghost sex rumor. She is setting the record straight about one of her wackiest stories to date. The Grammy-nominated artist is exploring the paranormal in her new Discovery Plus series, Conjuring Kesha, which premieres July 8th. But she exclusively told E! News, Daily Pop, that one of her previous supernatural run-ins wasn't quite what she made it out to be. "I was in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas," she recalled, "and I had something wake me up while I was in bed with my boyfriend at the time, and it was a touch down the body." Having stated that she went to the Bone Zone with a ghost in a 2012 appearance on Conan, Kesha clarified on Daily Pop that she was instead given a gentle wake up by the spirit. "I woke up and looked at the end of the bed, and there was an apparition of a woman," the 35-year-old shared. "So, full disclosure, I never actually slept with a goat." Goat? Why'd I say that?
I hope she hasn't slept with a goat.
"But she did wake me up in a very sensual way." The incident wasn't her first experience with otherworldly beings, as she said. "I've been experiencing weird stuff since I was little, and it's always made me fascinated with the supernatural, the paranormal, the unexplainable, and the intangible." Now she's sharing her love for the unknown with the world on Conjuring Kesha, a project she said was absurd fun and life-changing and the coolest thing she's ever done in her life. "I took a friend each episode. It's a different friend to a different paranormally charged location," she continued. "And we just went wild." While fans will have to tune in to see what wild-ass adventures Kesha and her friends get up to, the TikTok singer and show opener mind to all kinds of supernatural, paranormal, and spiritual possibilities. "It's made me think, if there's spirits, if there are ghosts, if there are demons, if there's a Bigfoot, if there's aliens, if there's Tolosians living in a volcano at the Mount Shasta underground," she stated, "what does this mean? The possibilities are endless."
Volcano people? I didn't know about these volcano people.
Volcano people.
Huh. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to lead us into the next one. So now, since we talked about Kesha, I need to hear about some other famous people, okay? Yeah. So this article was written by Ryan Davis, okay? "If ghosts aren't scary enough to you, prepare yourself to learn about those who have had intimate relations with ghosts. Spectrophilia."
Ooh, okay? We've got it labeled now, folks.
"Is the fetishization and attraction to ghosts or supernatural beings." Okay, me and Edward.
No.
I know he's in my forest.
Somewhere out there.
"But it's not only spectrophiles who claim to have had romantic encounters with people from beyond the grave. Although some fantasize about having sexy spiritual encounter, most reports by people claim to have experienced the phenomenon and that they didn't initiate it. According to scientists, and the sensation of supernatural intimate pleasure typically occurs when the individuals are falling in or out of sleep."
Ooh, that makes a lot of sense. We're not conversating about that.
Yep. "Human brains are the most vulnerable to hallucinations during those moments, which explains the intense situations and sensations people often report. Some people who suffer from sleep paralysis have also reported intimate encounters with spirits. Since medieval times, there has been records of people who believe that they have been sexually stimulated or even assailed by ghosts." It's supposed to be assaulted.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a word I don't know good. I wrote books. I don't know many words. "Tales of the succubus and the incubus warned of evil spirits that would invade our bodies and force relations." Damn.
So this, like, kind of digging into this, schizophrenia, like, the people that aren't seeing it in their dreams, do they have mild cases of schizophrenia? Like, if they're seeing a ghost all the time and having sex with it and stuff like that.
You mean like those people with the pirates and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that it's just, it's real, or it is a mental illness. There's definitely has to be a thing.
Because schizophrenics, like, I know we treat it with drugs in the Western world, but like if you go to like the Amazon rainforest, like the tribes there and stuff, the schizophrenics will be the priests and stuff like that.
Yeah, different cultures, like, treat it very differently.
Most connected to the other realms.
So are they schizophrenic, or
they're,
are they like
actually special
connected
people
to realms? But like, you have to realize there's that's like a kind of schizophrenia. There's also ones that aren't like that at all.
Yeah, for sure.
But I get what you're talking about.
No matter
about
what, we treat it the same way in the Western world with a pill, right?
The Western world, yeah.
We don't try and see what kind is this.
But it's so interesting that in other cultures, those are the shamans. Those are, it just kind of just shows you how, like, you know, a plane ride away, the world is different.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
And the way they look at mental illness is not even illness to them. It's they cherish it. And they like, they nurture it and educate on it instead of shut it down. It's just like them giving you something to shut your gift down. If you told a doctor you could home read, you could see things.
That's kind of what happened
down in
a little
place,
bit.
They would try and shut that down for you.
Because getting the messages and stuff when I was younger and stuff, like a lot of, like in my early 20s, I tried how many different anxiety medications?
Yep.
And it was because
I'm
was
not saying these meds are bad. I'm not at all saying that.
No.
I mean, some people need them to survive. They've done great things even for me during my concussion.
Oh, yeah. You were.
I was on them a little bit. Like, I just, there is other ways to look at these things in other cultures, and our way isn't the only way.
It just feels so dangerous. Like, I remember. I think the most dangerous thing in the world is being on the wrong medication.
Yeah.
Because some things worked for me so well and some didn't. Like there was one medication that literally shut my brain down.
Yeah.
That was Seroquel. And I was not me.
Well, I feel like if a psychiatrist or a doctor is having a hard time finding something that works for you, that's probably a go-to just to shut everything down.
Do you remember when you used to get ready for work when I was taking Seroquel?
Yeah, you'd have the crazy talking dreams and stuff
and
while I was getting
ready
for work, like day shift in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like laughing in your sleep like crazy, but like not awake.
Not awake?
No, not awake. You weren't awake. Like you were kind of seemed awake, but you definitely had no memory of it all. Like I'd have to always tell you the stories and explain it to you.
Yeah.
Like the brain's a crazy thing that we know barely anything about.
It's crazy. And I know I self-medicated for years and that wasn't great. I tried pot. I tried everything. And
CBD,
you know,
CBD works okay
CBD
for
work,
you.
Yeah.
But
CBD
like,
was like
kinda,
the best.
You get kind of different on it and not like in tune as much.
The weirdest thing is, you know what worked for me the most?
What?
Fucking the internet and being like a part of a community.
Yeah. Talking.
And being able to be myself. It was the first time in my life
always
I was ever
able
to be myself.
Always reach
out if
you need to talk.
Yeah,
reach
out. I
mean, that's a big point you just brought up there.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, you can find somebody, good family members that are willing to hear it, or if you need to go talk to someone, a specialist or
a
psychiatrist.
So funny. This was literally going to be the lightest, funniest podcast about screen ghosts. Now we're like, circle, shut my brain down, talk to people, don't
die.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's where sex can go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, makes me cry too. Okay, so the very first guy that we have here.
I hope not. Jesus.
Who's Billy Corgan?
Who's Billy Corgan? He's the guitarist for a alternative band of some
Smashing
sort.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Okay, let us know about his sexy encounter.
All right. In October 2017, Smashing Pumpkins singer Billy Corgan stopped by the Howard Stern Show and claimed he once saw an apparition in the form of a shapeshifter. Corgan was vague with what he saw, but he was adamant that he was totally sober when he saw someone go through an unexplainable transformation. Corgan returned to the Shock Jocks radio show with his bandmates, and he elaborated slightly his spooky encounter. "The story is even more fantastical than you think," Corgan said. He was coy when Stern pressed for more details and eventually let on that the person was naked when he saw them. "I'll tell you in confidence," Corgan said. Stern then put the pieces together, guessing the ethereal entity was a woman who Corgan slept with. While Corgan refused to provide more details, he did not flat out deny the supernatural hypothesis either. Wow.
Damn.
Famous
I believe him. I believe
and
him.
Goes. Well, I
you
mean,
know?
I believe him. Like, I don't know if it actually happened because I don't know his past. I don't know how hard he parties. I mean, some bands can party pretty hard.
Yeah.
Maybe that was bringing on some weird things, but.
Still a lot of energy,
I
right?
I believe him. He probably saw something. Whether it was how he dissected, I don't know.
All right. Meta World Peace. The Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma. So this guy plays for the Lakers.
Yep.
Okay. The Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City is notorious for being haunted by a very cheeky, sexually experimental ghost named Effie. She is known to get in the shower with male guests and proposition men in the hall, stroll the hallways naked, looking for a good time. Effie's my girl.
Yeah.
The go-to spot for visiting NBA teams, the hotel has a reputation for keeping players up with things that go hump in the night. But some ballers go so far as to pay for rooms at other hotels rather than deal with Effie and the other Randy Spectres of the Skirvin.
Jeez.
Meta World Peace, the artist formerly known as Ron Artist, lived up to the Monkeel Baller when he got intimately familiar with Effie over Halloween weekend 2016. The Lakers were in town and Effie took what Effie took what she wanted. The ghosts
Effie.
Were all over me. I just accepted it, Meta said. They touched me all over the place, and I'm talking one of those and
yes.
And I'm taking one of those ghosts to court for touching me in the wrong places.
Oh.
Can you sue a ghost?
I mean, you can try. It's going to get dropped. You can try and do anything in court. They might just laugh at you.
This one's I love Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Charlie's Angels came out and I saw Lucy Liu and Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz? That's when I knew I was a lot gay.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, hold on. Oh!
Jeez, was that a ghost?
I think I blew a candle out.
Oh, jeez. Selena.
Such
God. Lucy Liu was into ghost intimacy. Let's move on.
Wait. Do you remember when we first started dating and I convinced you that I just didn't fart and you picked me up one time and I literally blew my whole ass out?
You didn't convince me. I let you convince me because everybody farts just like everybody poops.
You picked me up and you squeezed.
And
what
happened?
You just
let a ripper go.
And I used to not, dude, I used to not let you see me without makeup.
Things have changed.
And here I am ripping farts,
even
no makeup
the bathroom
on.
Door.
No, dear. He was sitting in his chair today in the front room, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and he just looks
just
over
fucking
from his
staring
phone,
at
like,
me.
What's up?
Oh, no more secrets here, folks.
But would you have it any other way?
No, absolutely not.
Do you
not.
Want me to be a lady?
Yes, and no. You are a lady.
When it matters.
Yeah. Sometimes not, but that doesn't matter.
Read about Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. All right, let's get into it. Lucy Liu was into ghost intimacy before it was cool. Ooh. I didn't know it was cool.
What the fuck?
Trendsetter. Just getting the Ouija board out, calling on them sexual specters.
Yep.
The Charlie's Angels actress shared with Us Weekly all the way back in 1999 her personal supernatural sexy time stories. According to Liu, she settled down for a nap on the couch when an unknown presence laid on top of her. She told the magazine, "It was sheer bliss. I felt everything. I climaxed, and he floated away." She probably floated away, too.
Damn.
Another dimension after
Lucy,
that.
Lucy Liu.
Oh, God.
It's so late right now. Okay, Coco Austin. Being married to Ice-T hasn't stopped men from throwing themselves at Coco Austin left and right. Even the deceased ones. I'm sorry. It's just the way they word it.
Oh, these articles are great.
Yeah.
This is the punniest kind of lame writing.
Austin shared a story about a perverted ghost that has caused her tail all the way from Albuquerque. Chased her tail all the way from Albuquerque to Arizona. It's true, she assured the interviewer. During the day, when you think of ghosts, you think of them being dark and foggy and misty outside. But every time I saw or felt anything in the daytime, there was no fog out there. What the fuck? Austin learned the hard way that ghost libidos don't stop when the fog rolls out. I was watching TV. I was sitting on the couch at 11 a.m. and I was wearing a nightie. I felt my dress move up my leg. I looked down and got freaked out. I pushed it down, watched TV again, felt it again. And I could see it being pulled up. And then I felt a guy breathing in my ear. Austin was repulsed by the supernatural misogynist that the ghost wouldn't take no for an answer. But once Ice-T came into the picture, the questionable spirit stopped showing up whenever she was in the tub or changing.
Huh.
Okay. Assault is assault, though. Let's make that clear. Ghost or no, assault is assault. Don't be a little terrible assaulty
ghost.
Yeah, probably. That sounds like it. Yeah.
Bobby Brown. Widower of the late Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown sat down for an interview with 2020 to discuss the recent loss of his daughter, Bobby Christina. This was in, when's this article from? That might not have happened.
It was quite a while ago.
Okay. But what really caught interviewer Robin Roberts by surprise was when Bobby disclosed his supernatural sexual experience. During their conversation, Brown admitted that he slept with a ghost in his Georgia home. "I bought this mansion in Georgia. This was a really, really spooky place," Brown said. "But yes, one time I woke up and yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost." Brown assured Roberts that he wasn't high or tripping and that this ghostly romp was in fact 100% vivid and real. So not a dream? When did he say that happened?
In bed.
Oh, still could have been a dream.
See, bed. Most of these are bed, except for Coco.
Well, I mean, where are y'all going to have sex? Respectful ghosts. At least they're having sex in bed. They're not just trying to, like, take you on out in public. Imagine you're in line for, like, a roller coaster at, like a theme park.
Are you ready to and get all on of a sudden, ride. You're I'm just like, on
someone's just trying to get with you.
I was tall enough to
ride. Everybody around you's like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Is wrong with you? You'd get sent to the hospital for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm excited about this one. Anna Nicole Smith. I fucking love Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, you watch her documentary like once or twice a year.
Yeah. I wish I could find all her old shows.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be her so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But like not quite like her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In an interview with FHM, the late Anna Nicole Smith divulged her secret affinity for ghosts. She told the magazine, "A ghost would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment a long time ago in Texas. I used to think it was my boyfriend, but then one day I found out it wasn't." Smith didn't care how many times it took her to realize that she wasn't having relations with her boyfriend, but she did say that she felt startled upon the realization that she was engaging with a ghost. "I was freaked out about it, but then I was like, well, you know what? He's never hurt me, and he gave me some amazing action, so I have no problem. That's me. That's how I would feel."
Yeah, I agree.
If we're all having a good time, so stick your ghost.
The one way to get away with it. We're married, but I can't control that.
If there's a ghost in this house, you're welcome to my pod.
I can see you, eh? No, please, I'm married. Don't. Stop. Oh, okay. No, stop. Stop.
A playful stop. Okay. This one I'm excited for.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd. Of course he's got a ghost story.
Of course.
Of course he's got a ghost story. Dan Aykroyd didn't exactly have intercourse with a ghost so much as he cuddled up close with one and is still of that night. Ironically, Aykroyd is best known for being one of the original Ghostbusters, and even more fitting, one of the most memorable scenes in that movie involves him receiving oral from a very enamored spirit. So maybe it's not surprising that Aykroyd is actually a firm believer in the supernatural himself. In a post he penned for the Huffington Post, Aykroyd discussed his sexual experiences with those beyond the earthly realm. Aykroyd didn't give up on whether or not he was the big or little spoon, but he revealed that the spirit in question was actually a gay ghost, he explained. "I was just going to ask you, what about gay ghosts? Like, do they respect the humans' sexual tendencies?
Yeah, but it depends on who they were as a person.
Do they just go for it? I guess, yeah, maybe.
I think ghosts are they're the same as people.
Yeah, they're that smart. They hold on to their, I guess they'd hold on to their demeanor, their personality traits, their respect, stuff like that.
Right? Yeah, but, who knows? We don't know enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are talking serious about sex with ghosts.
How do we get here?
Maybe that guy was gay and he wanted to have some fun. I'd be surprised if I was his type, but when you're dead, you'll take what you can get.
Dan Aykroyd, you're hot. That I bone you.
That's too good.
It's too good. Too good. Okay. What else do we have here? Okay, so this is Natasha Balsick of Paranormal Activity 2.
Oh.
Yes, it's extremely tough to believe in ghost sexual stories as someone whose whole claim to fame is appearing in Paranormal Activity sequel. But let's give it a try anyways. In April 2014, actress Balsick appeared in the British talk show This Morning, describing two separate sexual encounters with a ghost. At first, I was very confused, and then I decided to relax, and it was really pleasurable. I really enjoyed it, Balsick noted, adding that, as a child, she always wanted to know if there was something more to this world. This did answer some questions for her. There you go.
Huh. Publicity for the movie?
Maybe. 2014. Was that how long was that came out?
The article around, or was she on the talk show around when it came out? We'd have to check that out.
Yeah.
It's probably publicity for the movie.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe not. I should give you the benefit of the doubt.
Just hope I'm going. I'm going to a hotel tomorrow night. So,
in an interview with LEUK, Cyrus revealed the London flat she was staying in during the summer of 2009 European tour was haunted. It was seriously so terrifying. It used to be an old bakery, and they turned it into an apartment building. And I was having really crazy dreams and really scary things. And one night, my little sister, it sounds crazy to tell you, but she was standing in the shower, and all of a sudden, I hear her scream. I run in there, and the water had somehow flipped to hot, but it was still, it wasn't like the water had just changed. The knob had turned, and she hadn't turned it. It was burning her. She was really red. Did she step out of the water?
Right.
I guess, was she young? Maybe, I don't know, didn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Before I felt this, I thought I had seen a little boy sitting on the sink watching me take a shower, so I felt really freaked out. I was sitting there the next night, and maybe I'm crazy, but I could have sworn I could have seen this little boy sitting there on the sink kicking his feet. My mom was getting mad that we were looking into it because she thought it was going to scare Noah. So then my aunt, who hadn't told us about this, comes in and she starts freaking out. She's like, I had no idea what happened, but I left the apartment and I came back and all the doors and windows were open. I locked the apartment. I'm like, tell my mom she doesn't believe that anything is happening in the apartment.
Jesus.
So she told her and I'm like, mom, see, I'm not making this up. Three or four more things happened after that. Here we go.
Yeah, you had to find your spot. Sorry.
I will never stay there again. When we started looking into it, we found out that this guy and his son, this guy who owned the bakery, it was one of these where the dad owns it and the dad owns it. And then there was the older man that owned it and his son who lived with him there. And I guess the wife died or something. She'd gotten sick. So it was just the son and the dad that lived there in the bakery. And then the dad died and the son took over the bakery. And I thought I was seeing the son. I'm not even kidding.
Holy balls.
Interesting. That's like makes sense though. Like residuals like that.
Yeah.
Like family owned businesses that go on forever.
Oh yeah.
Where was that place you were eating dinner at? And it was, we were eating dinner at Enyo's in Kitchener.
Ah.
And we were having dinner and that was family run. And Selena thought that she'd maybe seen the owner because his picture was on the wall.
Yeah, I saw this old man and he was walking around a lot and I was kind of like, what the fuck? And he was being weird, but nobody was acknowledging him even though he was leaning over. And then I went to the washroom and there's a picture and he was on the wall. And then we came out, we talked about it. I'm pretty sure that was...
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Okay. Kate Hudson. Hudson has seen ghosts plenty of times, the actress revealed in an extra DVD clip from her 2000 horror movie, The Skeleton Key. I've seen a ghost of a woman with no face, and that was really creepy. Another time, my grandmother came to me and I woke up and it felt amazing that she was around me. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we have Taylor Momsen. So I love Taylor. She was Cindy Lou Who. She was in Gossip Girl. And now she's just a badass rocker chick. Momsen has photographic proof that ghosts are real. My mom grew up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and her next door neighbor died. She was very wealthy and her belongings got put in a museum, she told People. So I went ghost hunting and took pictures and talked to her and all this stuff. And there were actually two images that I took, one of a hand on a typewriter and one of her entire body in a window.
Huh. Super interesting.
That's super spooky.
Cher.
Cher. I love Cher.
Does every celebrity have a ghost story? Does their publicist like, you've got to give me something?
No.
Just
you know how many celebrities there are.
I know.
But like, here's the thing. I feel like, So actors and actresses and singers have like a crazy creative streak, right? And I feel like people with crazy creative streaks are just more like tuned in.
Oh, I believe that for sure.
Yeah.
Like that left side of the brain thing, like not very technical, more artsy, like that would definitely probably float more to the paranormal kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cher thinks her late husband, Sonny, who died in 1998, is haunting her till this day. I love ghosts. I actually think that Sonny makes a light go on, she said. I have a beautiful chandelier that he makes the light go on when it's impossible. There's no power on. I love ghosts. I prefer ghosts to some people. Same Cher.
That would be Cher. Yeah, and I feel the same. Same Cher. Same. Same, babe. Cynthia Rowley. There's actually a show called Celebrity Ghost Stories, and yes, they were real. Rowley recalled a terrifying incident that related her to Greenwich, Connecticut, the estate on the show. The feeling is that the house was much more ghost-like, the designer said. She would see this sort of apparition in the corner of a room, a lady wearing a scarf over her face. One time, Rowley escaped a fire in the home, and the local fire chief told her that the woman who once owned the mansion, they called her Diamond Match heiress, who was badly burned in a blaze.
Ooh.
Ooh, that makes sense that she'd cover her face.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I skipped one. There we go. Lisa Rinna. I did not grow up in a house where there were spirits or I felt spirits, but I've always believed in the paranormal of the spirit world. The actress of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recounts in an episode of the Celebrity Ghost Stories. But whenever she went into her bathroom, she felt the breeze go around like someone walked by and there was never anybody there. One night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning and we had the baby monitor on and we were here giggling. Then it went silent. I opened the door. We have to watch the full episode to get the ending.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, that night when we were in the kitchen, like, tell me that isn't fucking weird. That night when we were in the kitchen and the bathtub went off. Yeah. Like, we had not been in the bath. That has not happened since.
Yeah, I was going to say it goes off automatically sometimes to clear the thing out, but we hadn't used it.
No, and we hadn't used it since.
And it only went on for a second, not like it was doing its thing.
And no, it was on high. I went and turned it off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, oh, it stayed on.
It was on high.
Oh.
Someone pressed that button.
Okay, that was a different time. I was thinking of when they, like, did its clear out thing.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened since.
Okay.
And when I walked in there, I felt you walk behind me. I heard you on the floor. I heard your wind. I felt your wind. Yeah. And I turned around. You were not there.
It wasn't me.
Fucking terrifying.
Huh. Crazy.
Terrifying. Emma Stone.
You love Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone. I think she's so hot. I'm so like, I kryptonite redheads. Okay. This isn't terrifying, but it's terrifyingly sweet. During appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in 2014, Stone revealed that the ghost of her late granddad often leaves pocket change for her. There's a long family history with quarters, she said. My grandfather leaves quarters and it's just amazing.
That's cool.
That's so sweet. Guess the one you get to read?
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne!
Of course Bella Thorne has a ghost encounter. Mm-hmm. She was lying in bed and she saw a shadowy silvery figure of an old woman creeping across her room. Then it slipped into my closet, she said. I panicked, ran out of the bed, and swung open my closet door, only to see... Well, we got cut off on that one.
Are you freaking serious?
Yep, only to see nothing, because we don't have the rest of the article. Selena didn't do her due diligence while she was looking that one up.
Okay, it's fine, because now we're going to talk about Megan Fox, and she's also a fox.
Yeah.
I believe in everything, Fox admitted to MTV News in 2014. I was just in Mexico City in my hotel, in the bedroom, the living room, the bedroom. I pre-ordered breakfast for 7:30 and 7 a.m. I hear them come with the table. I hear them pouring the coffee. 30 minutes later at 7:30, I went in there. No table, no coffee, no food, no nothing. No one there. Doorbell rings. I open the door. It's room service with my food. Brandy, the nanny, comes out and says, why did room service come at 7 when we told them to come at 7:30? So you can't tell me I'm crazy because two people heard it.
I thought she booked it for both times.
What?
But still, crazy.
That is weird.
Yep.
You get Ariana Grande.
All right.
Oh, Sam and Colby again. It's my friends. I got spooky friends. I'm such a nerd.
Name drop.
Name drop. It's my friends.
In a 2013 interview with Complex, Grande was asked if she had been... Try and say her name without saying her first name first.
Grande?
Okay, you did it right. I totally messed it up because I didn't say... I said Grande.
It's actually something else. In 2013,
an interview with Complex, Grande was asked if she had ever seen an... I feel like I'm making a Starbucks order.
I know.
I'll take a grande, please, but not Ariana.
Please fucking do that next time we go.
Okay. Grande was asked if she had ever seen an alien. She replied, not an alien, but I've had a ghost demon experience. We were in Kansas City a few weeks ago, and I went to this haunted castle. We were so excited. The next night, we wanted to go to the Stull Cemetery, which is known as one of the 7 gates to hell on earth. Really? We'll have to do an episode on the Stull Cemetery or Gates to Hell on Earth in general.
Maybe I'll just go there.
All right. Ooh, video. We better re-screenshot this.
Yep. My whole phone just screenshots. I have no fucking idea what
to do. You guys want a YouTube video of us going to, how about we don't go to Gates of Hell on Earth? Maybe we won't do that video. We'll think about it. The Pope won't fly over it. I felt this sick, overwhelming feeling of negativity over the whole car, and we smelled sulfur, which is a sign of a demon.
Or farts.
And there was a fly. Well, yeah, that's the same smell, kind of, isn't it?
Maybe she farted.
Maybe.
Spooky Ariana. Do you know what her farts would sound like? If she farted, it'd be like,
it would have a high, high pitch. That wouldn't crack either. It wouldn't have any rumbles.
And then Mariah Carey by me. Wait.
Oh, which is the sign of a demon. And there was a fly in the car randomly, which is another sign of a demon. I was like, this is scary. Let's leave. I rolled down the window before we left and said, we apologize. We didn't mean to disrupt your peace. Then I took a picture and there were three super distinct faces in the picture. They're faces of textbook demons. I deleted it. The next day I tried to send the picture to my manager and said, the file can't be sent. It's 660 megabytes. I'm not kidding. How is a picture 666 megabytes?
Jesus Christ. You know what's crazy? Can you imagine that you just go for a, you're walking your dog, taking your dog out for your piss, you go into the cemetery, and Ariana Grande is just in there, and she's like, I didn't fart.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
I've not done that one, but that's fine. Okay, here. I just lost the page.
What have you done?
Well, You wanted to chime in there, and then you forgot to let me read the rest.
I got really excited, okay? We were talking about Ariana Grande farts.
All right, well, let's finish that one. I'll start up here a bit again. I was like, that's scary as hell. Let's leave. I rolled down the window before we left and said, we apologize. We didn't mean this. Disrupt your peace. I took a picture, and there was three distinct faces of textbook demons. So then she tried to send the file to her manager. It was 666 megabytes. And she said, I used to have a folder called Demons that had pictures with all the screen naps in it. But the weird things started happening to me, so I deleted it. She then goes on to explain more terrifying things that started to happen to her. I mean, jeez. I guess the folder could have been that big if she was sending the folder with all of the pictures in it. But that's still a lot of pictures.
Yeah. Next up, we have Allison Hannigan. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
We cannot pronounce names now. It's getting late. All right. This is our last one.
This is our last one. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star clearly has her own ghostly slaying to do. In 2003, Hannigan claimed she lived in a haunted house, but she didn't mind. Hannigan explained, I have a ghost in my house. I saw him a couple months ago. I don't think he died there because there's a law in LA that when you buy a house, if somebody's died there, they have to disclose that. And nobody did. So I don't know why he's there, but he's very friendly. My friend saw him one night and he said, I don't mean to alarm you, but I just saw a man follow us out of the house. And I said, well, at least he's gentlemanly. He let us go first. However, that was not the last Allison saw of the spirit, she continues. Later that night, I saw the silhouette of a man standing in the bathroom doorway. And I was like, sweetie, what are you doing? And I thought it was my fiance. But then I looked and Alex was asleep next to me. I'd love to get his name. I'm thinking of putting a little chalkboard where I think he lives to see if he'll write his name down. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So question for this podcast. Have you ever had sex with a ghost? I want to know.
Please let us know in the comments on YouTube.
Yep. Or head to thehauntedstate.com.
And if you're not watching this, you should be. Head to YouTube.
Yeah.
I know some people have to listen to the audio. I mean, they're at
different
work.
Different background every
or
week.
Or whatever. We got the green screen going. Some people didn't even notice it was a green screen last
week.
I
know. That's so cool.
That was awesome. I mean, if you enjoyed the library, let us know where else you want to see us.
We're in a purple bedroom and this sheet is wrinkly as shit.
Yep. But you don't see that.
That's fine. We're somewhere spooky right now.
Yep.
Anyways, guys, don't forget, never make a permanent decision on a temporary situation because life is a goddamn roller coaster and sometimes you have sex with ghosts. So it's worth living. I love you guys. Consent is consent and assault is assault. So if we said anything that offended you, we're just doing everything good flavor tonight. Yeah,
and spooky season's coming up. So check out Selena's old YouTube videos, all the stuff where she went to haunted hotels, haunted places.
Yeah,
you know,
I was looking
dig
five
up those
years
old
ago.
Views.
5 years ago is when I started going to haunted hotels. And when I tell you I am doing crazy shit this year, I'm going to Salem, Massachusetts. I'm probably going to Oregon to the actual Halloween Town from Halloween Town Disney.
Be cool. If you guys want to see us go to Halloween Town, let us know.
And if you have any ideas of places you really want to see me go. And now here's a big one. Is your house haunted? Is it a factually haunted place? Is it a historical place? Is it a place nowhere's been? I want to come to your house. So I want to hang out with you.
If you could give us some real good dirt on a house you live in or know a friend of that's really haunted, maybe even has some past history, articles in a newspaper, we'd maybe consider even coming there.
Yeah. You know what? We'll get you to email our new assistant. So the email, I'm just going to say it because I know what it's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Email Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at
teamcsb.ca.
Boom. There you go. All right. I love you guys. Have the best night ever.
See you guys. Bye, Boo Crew.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.